عن أبي سعيد عمرو بن حديث رضي الله تعالى عنه قال كأني أنظر إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم عمامة سوداء قد أرخى طرفيها بين كتفي رواه مسلم وفي رواية له أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم خطب الناس وعليه عمامة سوداء. هذا أبو سعيد عمرو بن حديث رضي الله تعالى عنه رواه as though I can see the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wa sallam wearing black turban with its two ends hanging between his shoulders. Another narration states the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam delivered a sermon while wearing a black turban. As Abu Sayyid Amr ibn Hurayth radiallahu anhu said, as though I can see the messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam wearing a black turban with his two ends hanging between his shoulders, Muslim. Another narration states the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam delivered a sermon of khutbah while wearing a black turban. So as I mentioned yesterday, the black imama turban, here Rasulullah giving the khutbah. And bayna katafay can have two meanings. One is this itself, the way my here is the shamla is at the back like this, is bayna katafay here too, but also mean like this. Could also mean like this. So this is, so if you keep it like this, sometimes it's sunnah. If you keep it like this, it's sunnah. And most of the time like this. And this one also sometimes this bay tarf fay. So there's two, this one too. This one could have been a little bit longer up to there too. Understand? So this is the sunnah turban. And we have the topi, we have the qalansuwa on our imama. And if you see the Ahli Shia, the Shias who they don't wear this, their stays open. So we should always differentiate with them. Their mazhab is different, right? So we have to wear a qalansuwa with the imam. And so this is, like this is sunnah, like this is sunnah, and this too, because all the praying katafay. So this is, and Rasulullah I'm wearing and giving khutbah for the Jummah Salah. So on Fridays we should at least try to wear a turban, at least on Fridays. And whenever we can, there's narrations from Ibn Asakir in that when one salat with a turban like the miswak reward 20 more increase, as one is Jummah 70 times, salat 20 times, like that, there's more virtues of salat with imama on. Right? So these are for virtues. And so the salat with imama, without imama, but it's not a necessity of salat to wear the imama. But covering of the head is unnecessary. People, it's makruh, undesirable, even to the Salaf, even to the Ahl Hadith, the Salafis, according to everybody. The uncovering of the head in praying Salat is makruh, undesirable, no good. According to all the Imams, according to all the even the Salafis, the Ahl Hadith, even according to them, even the, you know, the Jahils amongst them who take off their topis, they do that sometimes. They take it off when they start Salat to show, okay, it's not Sunnah. It's a Jahalat. You know, ignorance. In England, we used to experience those kind of things because they're extremists in jahalat. So sometimes what they do before salat, they throw it on the floor and they start. Where did you people get this? Okay, Rasulullah SAW always wear jahil people. So tell them to wear the imamah all the time because nobody can argue on the imamah. Allah enable us to always follow the sunnah zahir and baatin. And the real thing, so a person should know even salat and that there's ways of dressing, there's adab of it. So covering, a person should cover his head in salat. He should never be bareheaded for salat. And this is also sunnah al-khimar. Khimar is also sunnah. Masah al-khimar, the narration is in Imam Muslim. So this is khimar. So Allah enable us to act upon the sunnah.